He did not have a mirror to where he could see. But of course, when you spit two in the back, you had to make sure which way the wind blowing. And I mean, both sides of his face, clear into his ears, was brown with chewing tobacco.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, that was one of the things I'll never forget, that poor guy. But he had no idea what he looked like because he just didn't see himself.
That's great.
So anyway, that evening, we stayed up quite a while, and so we got our bedroll out to throw down, go to bed. And by then, of course, the wind had quit blowing, but our bedroll was still wet.
Mm-hmm.
And so we spread it out. And I don't know, we just fell asleep immediately. And I don't know how long we'd been asleep. And all of a sudden, I jumped up like fire.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother turned around and said, "What's wrong with you?" Oh, and then all of a sudden it hit him. We made our bedroll right down in a huge ant bed. And so they started coming out in the night, knowing that they were blocked off. And we had to get up and shake our bedroll out and everything to try to get them out.
That was scary.
Well, it was not only scary, it was painful. But
how many bites did you get?
Oh, I have no idea, because we just covered.
Yeah.
And, but at any rate, we survived it somehow. And the next night, when we went to put down our bedroll, we very careful where we put it.
Yeah.
And so we went to bed, and sure enough, they were still there. It was just the idea that we never did get them all out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
But after about the fourth night and everything, I became so immune to the right that it didn't even bother me anymore. His ants could sting me all they wanted. And didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
But as a young boy, well, I guess my system just adapted to it and what have you, so. But anyway, that was just a little side adventure there that I thought had
a
little
story.
Human interest to it.
Do you know where your family is from in Europe, for instance?
Well, not really. We've been suggested that a German, could have been German descent, could have been spelled with a K,
mm-hmm.
instead of a C,
mm-hmm.
But also it could have been Anglican. But I always said that since my great-great-grandfather came to Texas from Alabama with his wife Mary Ann and six children for Stephen F. Austin's third colony. That was in 1832.
Mm-hmm.
And His name was Isaac, and anyway, Isaac begat my great-grandfather. His name was E-L-Y-H-U, Elihu, I think is the way you would call it, but that's an old biblical name.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so anyway, at that time, and there was a gap in there, I don't know how, well, my grandfather fought in the Texas Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was over in 1836. Well, the Republic of Texas had no money to pay any soldiers or anything, any of the mm-hmm. volunteers that had gone in and fought and won. And so anyway, they gave them a section of land.
Mm-hmm.
And which the record showed that it was Isaac's area was in the Austin area.
Mm-hmm.
Which I choose to believe that it was downtown Austin. But at that time, Austin territory, which is just a beautiful country
today, yeah.
But at that time, it was very, very wild, full of thorns, full of everything. So Isaac, in his infinite wisdom, decided he'd be better off to have he traded that